T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The main question is that no one seems to know is, you know, what's his health status, you know, and what's his workload. He averaged about 17 touches a game last year, which is a little bit lower than he had been when he was all pro. And we're just going to have to find that out once we get here and get him working, get him up and running.
Dirk Cutter, offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, said that yesterday. All he did was say what we've already known, and yet some fans of the media on Twitter went nuts. They went, Hugh Douglas, he went nuts.
Can I just tell you, John, it's nothing wrong with what he said. It's the way he said it. Like, let's just be honest, because on this radio station, when we talked about Todd Gurley and we mentioned Todd Gurley's name, I asked the question, how healthy is he? You know, you're talking about a workhorse running back that was let go, got paid a couple years ago, but was let go. That's a fact. And, you know, you have to ask the questions about, okay, why was he let go? And the health question, that's a huge question, the health factor. Dirk Cotter, Coach Cotter, didn't say anything wrong. He didn't. It's just the way that he delivered it, John, because he's not warm and fuzzy. He was a matter of a fact. He sat there and he said it in the way that he said it. That's what got people all up in their feelings. Come on, man. Todd Gurley was a number one pick a couple years ago for the Rams. He's a workhorse. He was a all-pro back, didn't play that much in the Super Bowl. Those are legit questions. Those are questions that we already knew. You know, there were some questions about him that we already knew. But you know what it is? As a fan, you just see the player and you immediately put him back where he was when you loved him, because that's where you want him to be. Same thing with Michael Jordan and everybody else. The reason why we got mad at Mike when he went to the Washington Wizards is because he couldn't play anymore. Couldn't play anymore. And you hated to see that because you're a fan of the old Michael Jordan, just like you're a fan of the old Todd Gurley. Dirk Cotter didn't say nothing wrong. He didn't say nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, he gave it to you straight, no chaser, and people couldn't handle it. But that was being said about Todd Gurley from day one. That's what Thomas Dimitroff said upon physical. You know, we're going to give him $5 million, but he got to pass physical.
Right, you got to pass physical. I mean,
that's what he says. So what's the difference?
The team, right? There is no difference. There is none. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, fans going nuts, media going nuts. The media's going nuts, and all I can think is, look, you got Chief Weiner Swamper down there in the swamp, you know, the head of the Bounty Gate Brigade, talking about how the Bucks were absolutely under Lovie Smith tanking to get Jameis Winston, and you're worried about Dirk Cutter saying, oh, yeah, by the way, just in case you forgot, Todd Gurley still has to pass his physical. That's what you're worried about?
The way Dirk Cutter said it, John. He wasn't warm and fuzzy. Dirk Cutter sat there, and it was funny because he was just like, hey, I don't know how healthy he is. He said it. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh. He's the offensive coordinator. He's saying that. Where's the lie? He hasn't seen. Where's the lie?
One more from Dirk Cutter on this Todd Gurley story here from yesterday. One more soundbite here.
When he's at his best, he's got speed, he's got power, he can break tackles, he's elusive, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. So, you know, we've all seen it. We've all seen what he can do, and I mean, his accolades speak for themselves. You know, we just got to see how healthy he is and how consistently he can do it. He can still do it. It's just a matter of how often can he do it.
And he's going to be in a part of a running back by committee. Let's not forget, I mean, everybody's making, well, you know, the Super Bowl, you know, he didn't play. They had to, you know, I mean, blood. That wasn't like the last Super Bowl. Okay, that was the Super Bowl before. Does everybody forget that? You know, like the one here that he wasn't really playing in so much against the Patriots. And last year, did he play? Yeah. Did he score 14 touchdowns? Yeah. So again, you know,
he's got to listen.
Whatever.
What has happened is this. Let me tell you. People, like, they didn't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, they knew what it was, but when he confirmed it, and that's why they're upset. Well, you know he was banged up. Like, everybody, oh, my gosh, we got Ty Gurley. He played for Georgia. He was one of my favorite running backs. All that is true. But at the same time, you have to wonder how much of Ty Gurley can go when you need him to go. That's a valid question. That's a question that has been discussed since the day that they said they were getting Ty Gurley.
Right. So what's new?
But people tend to forget about all of that. They're just happy he's here. They're happy he's here, and they don't want the reality of the situation that he might not be ready to go. He might not be. He might not work out.
He
and
says
that's
he's
all
fine.
Dirk Cutter was saying. That's all yeah, Dirk Cutter was saying. He said, hey, I got to figure it out.
Again, it's not like he tore an ACL here. I mean, he's got arthritis. He did score 14 touchdowns last year. Todd Gurley says, I'm fine. He just has to pass his physical, and then the Falcons are going to see how much they're going to use him in a running back by committee that includes guys like Quadri Olsen and Brian Hill, maybe Ito Smith. They're going to use him, you know, if 17 touches a game, I mean, whatever they're going to do. He can block, he can run, he can catch out of the backfield. He's going to have an impact on this team. And all Dirk Cutter said, well, you know, we got to make sure we get the – which they haven't done yet. And everybody went haywire, like all of us. It was like the Falcons had traded and given up two first-round picks to get Todd Gurley, and we suddenly discover after the fact that he can't play at all. None of that is true.
No, it's the way he said it, John. I guarantee you that's exactly what it was. It's the way that he said it. He said it a matter-of-factly. He didn't sugarcoat it. He just said, hey, this guy, we don't know how healthy he is. And people, oh my gosh, Dirk Cutter's so mean. He doesn't know what his running back looks like. How could he know? At what point did people forget that there were nobody has seen a doctor? That's why Cam Newton doesn't have a job. He hasn't been able to see a doctor. They don't know
Maybe
how healthy
clowny.
He is.
Right.
Yes. They don't know how healthy he is. So what's the problem?
And again, the Falcons aren't out a penny if he doesn't pass his physical. I mean, it's contingent upon him passing a physical. And it's a 1-year deal. It's not like it's a multi-year deal. He's not a Falcon for life. It was, man, I don't know why everybody's so upset here. It made no mistake.
Because, John, people don't pay attention. People don't listen. People just, you know, they don't listen because that has been said. That has been the story.
Of course.
For Todd Gurley since day one, his health. It's not like Somebody talking about like they've been lied to. No, you just haven't been paying attention, or you painted the picture the way that you wanted to paint it. But he's saying nothing that hasn't already been said. And the fact that it's one of the lead stories on my Google stories, I thought was kind of ridiculous. But you know, that's where we are now, John. It ain't a whole lot of news out there. And anything that we get, we're going to, you know, try to make it more than what it really is. You know, especially when you're talking about on the national level, because we've been here. We're here. Boots on the ground. We know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I just really found, you know, the media reaction to be kind of overwhelming. I'm like, wait, did I? Because I'm looking at the story. Did I miss something new? Did he go to a doctor? And Todd Gurley said, no, I'm fine. I went, okay, so what am I missing here? I don't think I'm missing anything. I expect that Todd Gurley is going to have a dramatic impact on the Atlanta Falcons this year.
Yeah, that's my guess. If he's healthy. Like I said, John, it's the way he said it because it sounds like there's some skepticism there, like he's skeptical of whether or not he's healthy. But he's the offensive coordinator. His job is tasked with getting this offense right. He can't bank this offense on a player if he doesn't know how healthy he is. That sounds like a smart guy to me. You know, that ain't that the offense coordinator you want? You want to build a whole offense around Ty Gurley and he can't play? Come on, man. What are we talking about here? We don't know how healthy. If he's healthy, yes, then we can rock and roll with him. Yeah, we're going to give him the ball. We're going to let him do his thing. And we're going to get him up to speed, and he's going to help us get to where we need to be.
We are talking about the Falcons here, and of course, one of the things on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. We actually had some very good news yesterday. USA Today came out. Nate Davis, USA Today, predicting the records for all the teams in the NFL, and he has put the serious kibosh on the idea of the New Orleans Saints winning the Super Bowl because he picked the Saints to win the Super Bowl. sucks to be you, New Orleans. Sorry, USA Today picked you to win it. Yeah, they got you. That ain't going to happen now. That is absolutely hex. Yeah, he picked the Saints to win it over the Ravens. He said the Falcons are going to be 9-7 and make a playoff berth. And so Abe said in the rundown here, you, if you're a Falcons fan, would you be happy with 9-7 and a playoff berth? Would you?
9-7. If you're in the dance, you can't dance if you ain't if you're in uh-huh. not invited. That's what I say to that. 9-7. If 9-7 gets you in, take it and run with it.
Yeah, hell no. I want to win this thing. You know, I mean, look, you have two seasons. Every year the Falcons have two seasons, right? You have a 16-game season and a 2-game season. And this year you have three seasons because of what happened in the offseason. You have a 16-game season, a 2-game season, and another 2-game season. And so notwithstanding the 2-game season against Winerswampers and the 2-game season now against you-know-who, okay, Tampa down there, that dude, is the fact that, you know, 9-7, I want to beat these guys. I want to win the division. So would
John,
I take it?
John, do you want to win a division or win a Super Bowl?
Well, you know.
Really? The fact that you're thinking about this is disturbing. Like, to be a Falcons fan, the fact that you have to think about this is very disturbing right now. You're thinking about whether or not you want to be 9-7 or win a Super Bowl? Come on, man. Come on.
Go 0-4 against the Swampers.
Man, come on, man. Come on, stop it. Stop it. Get out of your fandom for a minute, man, and look at the bigger picture. You can't see the forest for the trees right now. You really can't.
9-7.
I can't believe this. I'm arguing with a grown man about being 9-7 or being a Super Bowl champion. I want to be better than 9-7. I want to. Come on, man, stop it.
Well, I want to beat these guys. I mean, man, I cannot wait for this season here, and I want Todd Gurley to be healthy and everybody to, you know.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this question, John. Would you rather beat New Orleans or Tampa twice or win a Super Bowl?
The fact
that you're pausing is disturbing.
I'd rather win a Super Bowl.
The fact that you can't say it is disturbing. This conversation is disturbing.
But I have some payback in my world, too. You know, I mean, I'd rather win a Super Bowl. Okay, fine. You know, I mean, yes.
Wow,
because that would be because that would be the ultimate payback to both of them. So, yes.
Exactly. Okay, you've won it. No, the 28-3 goes away.
We can shut both of them up. Okay, fine.
I'll go
with that.
Boy, I tell you, this is disturbing. This is the disturbing conversation.
I mean, there's some deep-seated stuff that, you know, Hugh, that goes way back.
You're talking about a parade in Atlanta. Uh-huh. You're talking about.
It could be pretty petty.
Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, right.
I think you're the only one with this one, John. I really do.
No, you're right.
You got to be the only one with this one.
I mean, first things first, you know, and that's straight in my mind, you know. I mean, that's all. And, of course, you know, you play them. And one of the interesting things, of course, again, I remind you on the schedule, is that you play those four games, those two-game seasons against, you know, Chief Winerswamper and against Tampa at the in the last seven games of the year.
Yeah. I mean, and that should be, you know, that's going to be a defining moment in the season, no question about that. But if you go through that stretch and you go, during those games you go 2-2, and still make a playoff berth?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I am too. All right, I'm going to check Twitter here, see if Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker can be found. We're going to have to play that Dunbar sound again to update you on the fact that he actually said it in an interview with Seattle media yesterday afternoon after he had committed, allegedly, this crime, and he knew it. Unbelievable. If you haven't heard the story yet about Baker and Dunbar, oh, my God. It is the big breaking news in all of sports. Wait till you hear it next after a CBS Sports Minute. There is a wild ongoing story this morning in the National Football League. And welcome back to the Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game on this Friday. We are continuing to monitor the breaking developments in the ongoing search for former Georgia star DeAndre Baker and former Florida star Quentin Dunbar, as police in South Florida are seeking those two and a third man in connection with an armed robbery. And these guys are facing multiple charges of armed robbery at a party early Thursday morning. And so they're still out there. They haven't turned themselves in, and the police are still looking for them. And we'll continue to update you. I would imagine that sometime today they're probably not going to be able to hide all that well. So I imagine, Hugh, I'm thinking that they're probably going to be nabbed today, or they're going to turn themselves in. And then that's part A. Part B is more details on this, incident that happened Thursday morning at this cookout. And then B, You know, of course, or C, we're going to see, I would think, video, because, you know, if they, you know, if this place they were at, I'm assuming, was pretty swanky, which would add security cameras.
Yeah, but, you know, it all depends on where the cameras were strategically placed, you know, if they were in the home or, if, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and when they turn themselves in, John, because I'm telling you, I just can't imagine, like, young men deciding to do this. Like, where, what was the thought process? Hey, we're going to go, you know, let's go get our money back. Let's go get our 70 grand or whatever it was and go get it back. And who's with me? You know, that I can't think of who thought that everybody couldn't have thought that this was a great idea, especially the guys that played in the NFL. Couldn't have thought this was a great idea. Couldn't have thought that you were going to get away with this. Couldn't
you have. Wouldn't have think, yeah, I mean, so the story is that Baker and Dunbar were at a party, at a card game last weekend where they lost 70 grand, okay? And so apparently, so we're just extrapolating here, that some of the people that, you know, that were at that party who took their money were at another event Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, that went into Thursday morning at a cookout, and Baker and Dunbar show up with a third guy, and in the course of this cookout, Baker and Dunbar, this is what the allegation is, they pull out the semi-automatics like Glocks and something to that effect, and they rob everybody. They take $7,000 in cash, they take a whole bunch of high-end $18,000 and $25,000 watches, and then they hightail it away from the scene, these three guys, Baker, Dunbar, and the third guy in the red mask, and jump into Lamborghinis, BMW, and a Mercedes, and zip, 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 they go out the driveway here in an armed robbery. Now, if all of this is true, if it is true, and again, it's just alleged, but boy, this is a wild story. DeAndre Baker's NFL career is over. Quentin Dunbar's NFL career, over. And what makes this even more interesting is Quentin Dunbar was just traded, and then so this incident happens, right, okay, at allegedly in the wee hours of Thursday morning. We'll say, we'll just pick a time. We're talking like 1 a.m. Thursday morning. When they say Thursday morning, we're not talking 8 o'clock. You know, 1 or 2 in the morning, something like that on Thursday morning. Well, this is yesterday. So the later yesterday, okay, after the incident happens, after the robbery allegedly takes place, Quentin Dunbar is on a media call with the media in Seattle talking about his being traded from Washington to Seattle. So they have the robbery, they go wherever they go, and then somebody calls up his agent and says, hey, you got this media call, and Quentin's like, oh, okay. And so this is what he says on the media call to the media in Seattle.
You just want to feel one at the end of the day. So, you know, them guys made their job to trade for me, and that's good enough for me. And I just hope to repay them with, you know, the way I carry myself as a person.
Ooh. Like those words, they bite a little bit. They
feel they wanted, little, carry myself as a person.
They hit a little different when you got warrants for your arrest. They hit a little different. That's crazy.
Hey, you sound a little tired there, Quentin. Was it a long night for you? I just wondered.
I mean, I guess at that point, John, you just don't know what to say. I guess you got to be positive. You're not knowing what your future holds. Like, seriously, I guess you have to be positive in this situation. I don't know. I just find that fascinating. I can't wrap my mind around that.
The only thing I can think, Hugh, is that he's doing this, and this is before the arrest warrants were issued, that somewhere in his mind he's thinking he didn't do anything wrong and you got nothing to worry about. And, you know,
or okay. Somebody didn't tell. You're or thinking that nobody tell. Told on you.
Right.
I don't know, John. This for me is really, really weird, because it's like I would think that after I robbed somebody at gunpoint and sped off in my Lamborghini or BMW or whatever exotic car that I was driving, that I would be worried about what's going to happen next. You know, knowing that people know who I am, knowing my job. I mean, it ain't too many places I can hide after that. That's what I would be thinking. So I don't know.
And then you just casually, you know, go on a conference call with the Seattle media saying, you know, I mean, then you kind of, yeah, feel wanted. Oh, you're wanted, all right. Wanted,
if you're not wanted,
you're
going to feel wanted in ways that you've never felt wanted before.
If this is true, Quentin, you ain't never going to see Seattle. That ain't ever going to happen. Forget about playing in the NFL again. I mean, because, again, if this is true, these guys, their careers are over. And that's really kind of sad. I mean, DeAndre Baker was an up-and-coming guy, you know, star at Georgia, you know, had a brilliant career ahead of him, 22 years old, you, And if this, again, if this is all true, and boy, it sure sounds like it if you read all the stories that this allegedly took place. And again, I'm hoping to see video. You would think, again, if they're taking watches worth $10,000, $18,000, $25,000 in this armed robbery, trying to, I think, get back at the people who took their money from the card game. I don't know. We'll have to find out more details at this event. That this was at a pretty high-end place in Florida, and they're driving Lamborghinis and BMWs and Mercedes. That means there's going to be security cameras. So at least we'll see them, you know, do the, you know, the Vin Diesel thing right out of the parking lot. Choo-choo-choo, you know. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in all this. But it's an ongoing story, and we're going to have more on this today.
I just can't imagine, John. You know, they call it the human condition. I can't imagine what made you think that, hey, man, this is a good idea, and I got a strong feeling that we're going to get away with this. I think we're in the clear. We drove the Lamborghini. The Lamborghini's fast. I think we got this. Like, that. Basically, that's what you're saying. You're speeding off in a Lamborghini. You have automatic weapons in cars, and you're speeding off in Lamborghinis, and you're feeling like, hey, you know what? I like my chances. They're not going to find me. Wow. You know, the cars, you know, it's not your average getaway car. I know, but I feel good about my chances.
I'm not your average, you know, armed robber. I mean,
yeah,
we are NFL stars.
I'm not who you think I am. You know what I mean? No. He tried to play the Jedi mind trick on him. Come on, man, stop.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, we'll find out more about this today. You know, knowing the news media the way I do, I would imagine that there would be, you know, short of these guys being nabbed by the cops, or even if they aren't, there's probably going to be a – because politicians and sheriffs and people of these, like, do not miss an opportunity to be in front of the cameras. Given the high-profile nature of this, there will be some kind of media event.
Oh, yeah, they're going to drag him through the mud. He's going to get persecuted. Yeah,
because they'll either have a news conference, you know, with the pictures going, we are looking for NFL players, blah, 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 Baker and Dunbar, and the third guy who's all I've heard is shy, is air quotes, is what they called him, the guy in the red mask. And there was allegedly another NFL player at this event, who that was. We're going to hear a lot more about this.
Oh, it's only a matter of time before we figure out who everybody is. It's only a matter of time.
And again, you know, we'll find out more details about what happened. But let's just take it on face value at the moment, Hugh, for a second. I'm loathe to do that because, you know, who knows, somebody else pulled a gun on him at the same time. You know, we can't know the full details here, but if it is as reported, I want to go back to the fact that this is just sort of sad. I mean, DeAndre Baker wasn't thinking, and you take what is a for what, Hugh? I mean, your NFL career for what?
I have no idea. I don't know why you would put yourself in that position. I really don't. You know what they say? Like Orrin said, keeping it real goes wrong. That's the only thing I can think of, that you put yourself in a position where you feel that you have to be, like, you've lived your life a certain way, and you have to portray this certain image in order to get respect. I don't understand it. I mean, I mean to a certain extent I do, but to the point where it's a detriment to your career, that to me makes no sense. That to me is the perplexing part about all of this, is that now you're in a situation where your family is dealing with the fact that you'll probably never play football ever again, and the fact that, you know, you're going to jail.
Oh, you're like, going to prison.
Outside of that, you're going to jail if this is true.
Yeah, the Florida law says 10 to 20 to life. I mean, 10 to 20 to life. And he's lucky if the story is true. One of the parts of this story is that somebody walked in on the party, these three guys robbing. The guy in the red mask, whose name we don't know, and we only know him as a, air quotes, shy, is what they say, S-H-Y, is that, you know, Baker allegedly turned to shy and said, was it Baker or Dunbar? One of the two. I don't know which. It was Baker. Okay, Baker was the leader. Baker turned to this shy and said, shoot this guy, kill him. And
and you want to be, a kingpin. You want to be like a gang, you know, a gang leader and all the other stuff. Yeah, that's a bad look. And the shy guy, whoever the guy is, that's in the that has on the mask, it's only a matter of time. It's really only a matter of time.
Yeah,
before
right.
They find out who you are.
Yeah. And so we'll follow this all day long. I would imagine that somewhere down in South Florida, because this took place in Miramar, wherever the sheriff is down there, that, you know, that they're going to have a news conference to either say they're looking for these guys or they're going to have a news conference to say that they've caught them, because this is going to become a – it's already a big story. It's about to become a gigantic story because, again, we're talking about a New York Giants star, Georgia star. This touches Florida, Georgia, Seattle, the NFL, the Giants. And again, there's going to be another player allegedly was one of the victims, I guess, in all of this, or, you know. So we'll find out more details about this as we
really
go through
Orin?
The day.
Really, Orin? The shy guy. He told me I just want a shy guy. Really?
Yeah, if Shy is halfway smart, and he's not, and they haven't been caught yet, if I'm Shy what? Right about now at 7:34 in the morning, I'm at the cop shop saying, hey, my name is Shy. I wore a red mask yesterday morning and in an armed robbery.
I'm Shy.
And,
I'm a legend
and
Shy.
I'm turning myself in, and I want to cut a deal here to get you Baker and Dunbar because I know where they are. If I'm that dude. Because 10 to 20 to life? 10 to 20 to life? Yikes. All right, pick six coming up here. Let's lighten this mood up a little bit. Hugh is a movie fan. And when he does go back to movies, and you will go back to the movie theater, Hugh, he has a list of some things from the movies that he wants to bounce off us. We're going to have a little bit of fun here as we continue with John and Hugh on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. It is a Friday, broadcasting 24-7, 365 worldwide. Get the app at radio.com.
Wow. Wow, really?
Morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game. John and Hugh from the Mobile Kia Studios. Pick six time. Let's have a little bit of fun on a Friday. We're going to try and pick Hugh's brain.
Yes.
This ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Hugh Douglas, all yours.
So Abe tasked me with coming up with the six must-haves when you go to the movies. Like, that's, you know, from a range of different items that you have to have when you go to the movie theater, and basically pick my top six. Now, I have to, full disclosure, what I did with this one was a little different, because what I did was I asked some of my friends. I have a motley crew of friends, and I just kind of asked them off the cuff, what is one of the things that you need at the movie theater when you go? And I'm just going to say this. I got a lot of different answers, so just open your mind up a little bit, people, and keep that in mind.
Right.
Because like I said, I have a diverse group of friends that take a lot of different things into the movie theater with them. So who wants to take the first guess?
Who's doing this? You, me and who?
I guess it's me and you, John, because
yeah,
Abe has the list.
Yeah,
right.
Abe got the list.
Oh, all right. Okay, so it's you and I, Lauren. Orin, why don't you take first stab here?
Let's just start with something real simple, real easy. I'll go with popcorn.
Yeah. You know, popcorn, like I always talk about that. Popcorn for me is a must-have when I go to the movies. I'm talking about a big old tub of popcorn, too. I'm not talking about a little tub. I'm talking about a big old tub of popcorn. Got to have that when I go to the movies.
Are you the guy that puts, you know, sticks it under the butter thing and spins and spins and spins?
Yeah, I'm a ton of butter guy. I'm a ton of butter, and I got to have it. It's mandatory. The butter is mandatory.
You know, nowadays, it used to not be that you could do all that kind of stuff. And, of course, nowadays they have all those different flavorings up there, right? I mean, they have, like, you can use the cheddar flavor, like the white cheddar, right?
You must be at that fancy popcorn place at the movie theater that you go to. I haven't seen those at the ones that I frequent, John Freak.
Okay, now you said this is going to be an interesting list of concessions, but I have a thing, Hugh, about movie theater concessions. All right,
and yes,
my thing is that you can have whatever you want. Obviously, of course, I'm not going to tell you what to have, mm-hmm. but I am still the guy that wants to go and get old school, because I associate it with, it's like, you know, I would never have Cracker Jack, but except at a baseball game, and I would never have Raisinets except at the movies, because that's what I had, Raisinets.
You know what's funny, John? You know what's funny, John Fricky, is that when I put Raisinets on the list, I said, should I be a little bit more general? Because some people might not feel like Raisinets is, you know, like that's a movie theater a movie theater item. But it
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Definitely it is. Raisinets. I had Raisinets on there, and I wrote that out, Raisinets.
So, Abe, I actually nailed one there. Abe, are you going to jump? You don't have the list, or you do or don't?
No, Abe doesn't have the list. I didn't tell Abe.
I don't have the list, no. I don't have a list.
Are you want
so,
to
hey,
take,
you
want
to take a guess?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going popcorn with butter, I mean, I don't know if this actually counts because it's not really a concession item. If you're going popcorn with butter, first off, you got to bring napkins into the theater with you. That's just an aside.
So you thought but way if you have too a, hard about it. Yeah, don't do that.
No,
don't
I'm
do
saying
that,
if you have popcorn, you got to have soda. You got to have soda to go with the popcorn.
Definitely. Definitely got to have soda. And sometimes we like to call it what you'd call the suicide, where you mix them all together. If you are in a movie theater that you could possibly do that, got to have the soda, Raisinets, and popcorn with the movies. Now, this is where it's probably going to get a little tricky for y'all. Because like I said, I have a diverse group of friends, and when I asked this question, I was like, what? What are you talking about? But yeah, so, you know, open your mind up a little bit, fellas.
As we think about this, can I ask a question here about soda here real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought about soda too, but I thought you might say, no, it can't just be soda. It's got to be never-ending soda, right?
Yeah, it got to be. If you can, but to be honest, John, how many times do we really take advantage of the never-ending soda when the movie starts? Because you're not going to – I don't know anybody who gets up during the movie to go get more soda when the movie's good.
The medium at most theaters is a never-ending soda.
That's true. I mean, the medium is the size of a – right. But here's the other thing. I mean, because, again, the only time I ever have Raisinets Hue is at a movie. And then the only time I ever have root beer is at a movie. That's my thing. It's the only time I have it.
That's basically what it is, John. It's like certain things that go along with your enjoyment of watching a movie. And for me, that's definitely one of them. Got to have that big soda, however you want to mix it or whatever it is, but you got to have it. Got to have that soda.
All right. I guess, what are you, Arden, you want to take a crack at that? I guess the next three are going to be harder. So.
Yeah.
All right. See, I'm thinking like trying to think of like Hue and, Mike and Ike's. I don't know.
Mike and Ike's. You know what, Oren? That was not on the list, but I said candy. But it's a specific way that you go about acquiring the candy.
Specific way you go about acquiring the candy. You mean like quarter machine candy, like out of the gumball machine kind of thing?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna help y'all out a little bit. A lot of people, like I forgot about this because, as a matter of fact, my mother used to do this. When you go to the movies, sometimes you know movie candy is expensive, so you would go to the store and buy your own candy.
Right.
So Mike and Ike's. You know, that technically counts, but, you know, it's like you bought it yourself and you brought it in. You snuck it into the movies.
All right, so you're sneaking.
So think along those lines when you think about certain things that you take to the movies now. Just think along those lines because there's a couple others that will probably fall along that line.
Red Vines.
See, I think y'all, yeah, well, candy. I put it as candy. Candy is, that's what I was thinking, candy. But it's store-bought candy. Store-bought where you bought it from the store and bring it to the movie theater.
Gotcha.
Now, along those lines, this is where it's going to get interesting. You got one that you could technically get still in the movie theater, but you have another where you probably won't get in the movie theater. Or you probably could, but some people don't like to do that.
You don't bring peanuts to the movies, do you, Hue?
Nah, not peanuts.
Okay.
I brought
sunflower seeds into movies before.
You're thinking outside the box a little bit. Think a little grander.
I'm not one of these people, Hue. I do not. I just do. You know, if I do a little popcorn, that's it. Maybe a store bought candy. I'm one of those guys.
Oh, you know what?
I don't do the hot dog thing. Are you doing the hot dog thing at the movie theater, Hue?
A hot dog buying the movie theater hot dog? No. But you guys are kind of on
one of these is.
What is it?
I'm not saying it because it belongs in a box. I'm not going to say it.
It belongs in a box.
Oren, you got a shot at this?
I'm out.
All right, so you got to say it, Abe, because I'm out too.
I'm not saying that. I'm going to make you say
you
that.
Got,
so
no,
we got
you
got to
say it, Abe. That's not the game.
That's not the game.
We got popcorn with butter. We got soda, we got Raisinets, and bring your own store-bought candy.
Right.
Do you, I mean, I like the nachos at movie theater sometimes. You like nachos?
Nachos is a good choice. Yeah, nachos, pretzels. I kind of slashed it a little bit, nachos, pretzels, because those are two things that people basically get when they go to the movie theater. You get the nachos with the jalapenos on it or whatever, or you get the little pretzel bites that they sell at the movie theater. So I put those kind of in the same category. Now you got this one that when I heard this, I completely forgot about this, but I know people that do this when they go to the movies.
Sneak alcohol in.
Well, you know, that would have been a good guess, John. But, you know, nowadays in the movie theater, you could buy alcohol at the movie theater.
True.
You know, so you don't really have to, sneak it in.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak it in no more. Yeah, in some theaters.
I'm curious to see what Abe thought that I was thinking.
Abe, what are you talking about, in a box?
Yeah.
Oh, not that you bring it in a box, that Hugh needs to put this answer into his, you know, his lockbox.
Oh, no. What are you
talking about?
Now you got to send me a text now, because I got to know what you think that I'm thinking.
Oh, no. This isn't what I think it is, Abe, is it?
It probably is. It probably is now that you're thinking the same way I am.
Boy, you guys, I cannot believe you guys just think I'm just like the potty brain. What do you think?
All right, I'll go
thinking?
With the final guess. Final guess. I'll go with like the ice cream bars they sell there. You like the ice cream bars?
Not a real big ice cream fan at the movies.
Yeah, I don't do. I don't think I've ever had ice cream at a movie theater. Oh, I do like the icies, though.
The slushies, that's kind of in the category with sodas. That's kind of in the category with sodas. That's kind of in the soda category.
And I still don't know what Abe is talking about here. So, and he wants to be cryptic, and you don't want to let anybody
very cryptic. I think they both are being.
I don't want to be cryptic. At this moment, I have to be cryptic. There's a difference.
Okay.
Okay. Hugh, I think I'm running up against it. What is number six?
So when we tell you, like, listen, I was talking to a friend of mine. And you know, when we had this subject, and I said, well, what is one of the things you take into the movies? And she said, Chick-fil-A sandwich. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, when we would go, like, they would grab sandwich. Like, but I put your favorite burger place's sandwich. Like, people bring sandwiches into the movies. They put them in their purse. Like, women put them in their purse. They put the candy in their purse and things of that nature because they don't want to buy that expensive food at the movie theater because, you know, at the movie theater, you buy a box of popcorn, you buy some popcorn, a soda, in a bag of Juju fruits. That's like $15 to $20 right there. So a lot of people, like if they want to eat at the movie theater, they bring a big purse and they put all the food in the purse. Wow,
you need a man
purse, really? Really, Orin? John, are you listening to this bumper music right now?
Orin's on something today. That's not the first time.
No, he's playing Let's Plan a Robbery. Really? Not 3-6 Mafia, really? It's not funny, Orin. Somebody's in trouble behind this.
Well, the search is on for DeAndre Baker, the former Georgia star, and Quentin Dunbar. Will the cops catch him today or no? That's one of the ongoing stories we're going to be following all day long here in the developments on that breaking story out of Florida overnight. All right, sports are going to be on this weekend. That's not the question. The question is, do you care and will you watch? And we want to know from you at 404-741-0929. It's time to take your calls. We want to pick your brains this morning. Do you care about anything that's going to be on this weekend? And if so, are you going to watch it? And how intently are you going to watch it? It's one of our questions on the morning menu that's up on our Twitter. That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and worldwide streaming at radio.com.